the Creatively Paid Podcast with Casey Reed, where it's all about helping creatives turn their passions into profit. If you've ever struggled with the business side of creativity, this is the podcast for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Creatively Paid Podcast. This is episode 11, and today we are going to be talking about mentorship in creative business. Finding someone that you can look up to, that you can learn from, finding people that are ahead of you, you know, that are doing what it is that you desire to do. They already have achieved the outcome that you are seeking to achieve as well. Mentorship is a great way to kind of get a heads up of what can come, issues that can come about on your creative journey, you know? Because for the most part, with anything that you are learning to do, with any new thing to you, you are bound to make mistakes, right? And usually mistakes come from ignorance. When you don't know that you're not supposed to do this, or you don't know that you're not supposed to go there, or, you know, when you simply don't know, it creates room for mistakes. That doesn't mean that mistakes are a bad thing. I would argue that mistakes are actually really good. It's really good to embrace failure and to embrace mistakes when they are made, because mistakes give you the opportunity to grow and to learn. So when you approach that situation again, you know what not to do. You have a better idea of how to approach that situation and how to do a better job the next time around. One thing I definitely would say, though, when it comes to the whole idea of making mistakes is, one, yes, we are not perfect, but at the same time, embracing mistakes does not mean being careless. Like, there's a very big difference between embracing mistakes and being careless, because in business, if you are careless with what you do with your customers' money, what you do with your customers' time, that is just not okay. I would dare say that's unethical, you know? We want to put our best work forward all of the time, as best as we can, right? But we also do know that we're humans and we lack perfection. You know, we can't truly be perfect, and we can only strive to be the best that we can as often as possible. But when we do make mistakes, to fully embrace those mistakes and treat those mistakes as learning opportunities, as opposed to an opportunity to beat up on ourselves and make ourselves feel as if we're not good enough. And that's why finding a mentor and finding mentorship is so, so important. It truly is the key to success in whatever it is that you're trying to do. With any successful entrepreneur, whether it's Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, Tony Robbins, whoever else you can think of, right? Anyone that you know within your niche that is successful in what it is that you do, I would implore you to take the time to read their biography, if they have one out, right? Read their biography and try to understand the process of how they got to where they got to. And I can almost guarantee you that they had at least one person that they sought mentorship from. And if they didn't have like an actual person, like one-on-one, they relied on resources, community that helped keep them on track, that helped them continue to go forward, to continue to grow. And that's why within this episode, I want to give you just a few ideas of how to seek mentorship and to kind of demystify the whole idea of mentorship when it comes to creating your business, and to just point you in the right direction when it comes to finding mentorship, right? So number one, mentorship can be old-fashioned mentorship, which is finding one specific person that is within your field that has already achieved the outcome that you want to achieve, right? In many cases, that mentor doesn't have to be someone that lives on the other side of the world, you know, or lives in Hollywood or somewhere really popular. It doesn't have to be the most popular person. It can be that person within your city, within your country, within your island, wherever you're from. And it could be that person that is the best at that thing, right? Or really good at that thing, way better than you at that particular thing that you are seeking to do, right? and just finding a way to reach out to them and build rapport and build a relationship with them. Because the honest truth is, you can't expect everyone to just freely give their time just because you desire to learn from them. Most people aren't up for mentoring, mainly because of the fact that people just want to pull their knowledge out of them without really building a relationship, without wanting to genuinely get to know the person or even appreciate the person, right? So a few things that I would suggest when it comes to finding a mentor that you can do one-on-one with is, one, be prepared to give value first, right? And value doesn't have to be something huge, right? You can do something as simple as, hey, can we meet up for lunch one day? Can we meet up for coffee one day? And when you do meet up, you pay for everything. Pay for their lunch, pay for their coffee, right? And have a conversation. Just have a regular conversation with them. Ask them the questions you want to ask them, but also be genuinely interested in trying to create a relationship with the person. And to not try to create a fake relationship with the person, but to genuinely build a relationship with them, right? So that's one thing you can do. You can invite them for coffee, you can invite them for lunch, and then just talk, you know? Another thing that you can do, which is probably in line with what you've already seen on this show, and that is with a podcast. And that's why a few episodes back, I said that I really believe any creative should have a podcast, because podcasting is an amazing opportunity to network with future mentors, you know? Because you will have the opportunity to speak with your potential mentor for 30 minutes to an hour, however long the podcast episode is, and learn a lot about what it is that they love talking about, you know? And in the process, it's a really great process because, one, it's a win-win situation, because with a podcast, both persons can get exposure, and it's a really great opportunity for everyone to learn. The audience, you as the host, and the person that you're interviewing, right? So yeah, podcasting is an awesome way to be able to get mentorship in a way, or to even create the opportunity to find a mentor, you know, and to build a relationship with a mentor, right? Another way that you can find a mentor is through social media, through a simple DM, through a tweet, through a message on Facebook, or even a meaningful interaction on social media with your particular mentor. Because again, as I mentioned earlier, it's about creating a relationship. If you can create a relationship with that person before you present the quote unquote big ask, which is, hey, would you like to mentor me for a set period of time? Genuine social media interaction can really help with that as well. So yeah, those are like kind of three ways that I would suggest that you can reach out to a mentor and possibly connect with your future mentor, right? And the next thing that I wanted to talk about is a few ways in which you can get mentorship, but kind of changing your perspective on what mentorship can look like, right? So an example of that would be, you can find mentorship through community. This type of mentorship is one that I would highly suggest. It's something that I do pretty often, to be honest, because through finding mentorship within community, it provides kind of like a many-to-one relationship where you're getting the perspectives of so many other people with a similar mindset that have varying degrees of experience that can help you out with various things that you're doing. And this type of mentorship in most cases is free, and you can also pay for this kind of community-like mentorship, right? And usually for the paid versions of this type of community-based mentorship, it is more focused and definitely, in most cases, a lot better than just the free version of that. And to give you some examples of that, for both scenarios, when it comes to free community mentorship, is something that we're all familiar with. Things like Facebook groups, right? Reddit pages in some cases. And even some Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook pages can act as kind of a mentorship community in a sense, where there's many persons with a similar mindset that are sharing their views and giving advice for free within those various mediums, right? And then when it comes to the paid version of mentorship, that can come in the form of masterminds, right? So usually what a mastermind is basically the combination of workshops, courses, and mentorship or coaching all in one, right? And masterminds can be pretty helpful and like super impactful for you because, again, it's usually something that you're paid for, that is paid for, but it's very focused and it's specifically targeted or it's specifically put in place to help every single member within that community to move forward, right? And masterminds are usually led by someone who is ahead of you, who has done the work already and is sharing their advice and is gathering a community of like-minded people with experiences that are similar that can help you out, right? So masterminds are definitely a really great way of finding mentorship via community. And then the last way that I would recommend getting quote-unquote mentorship would be a way that we probably don't really view it as mentorship, but I view it as mentorship based on the fact that it's still providing knowledge from persons who are ahead of you and that can truly help you circumvent any issues that you can come upon in your creative journey, within your niche, within the creative skill that you are pursuing, right? So with this third way, this has to do with finding whatever information products that your potential mentor or someone that you really look up to offers, right? And basically, that can look like things that are free or things that are paid for. So, for example, I'm a designer. So someone like Chris Du is someone that I look up to as a creative. You know, he's someone that's really successful as a designer, and he willingly gives a lot of really great free advice on his social media channels. So the very first thing I would do is follow him. follow him on Instagram, follow him on Facebook, so on and so forth, and consume the content that he's providing, and as well as on YouTube as well. You know, I would go and try to consume that content if I know this is the type of person that is creating content that's super helpful, and this is the type of person that is willing to give away their knowledge out in this fashion. Not all of your potential mentors may go about things like that, even though I truly hope they are in this day and age where social media really matters when it comes to your presence and really validating your experience and validating who you are and your business, right? So that's one thing I would do. Check out their social media channels, and if it's valuable content is there, I would try to consume as much of that as possible. Then the next thing I would do, which again is a pretty obvious example, but the next thing I would do is try to find out if that person has products, right? Information products. And information products can look like books, courses, paid masterminds, workshops, whatever it is. Because again, that's another opportunity to learn from that person directly. Because if they're creating a product, an information product, they are packaging and presenting their knowledge, right, that you would have gotten if you did a one-on-one mentorship with them. It's not the same thing, of course, because you can't get to ask very targeted questions and so on and so forth, but it's another opportunity to help you to grow, but also to learn from others, from the experiences of others, right? So yeah, like I would definitely say jump on any of the products that they may have, any books that they may have, courses that they may have, masterminds or whatever it is that they may have, right? And with this, you don't have to spend money that you don't have, obviously. But for me, I would say when it comes to education and building and growing yourself, I am a firm believer in spending money on investing in yourself. Because many of us are so willing to spend money on so many different things, right? So many different things that don't really grow us, that don't really build us up, you know? But when it comes to education, I'm sorry, I'm okay with spending $500 on a course or anything like that. Because with that knowledge, I can do so much more with that knowledge. I could easily make that money back with just the knowledge that I've gained, you know? So information is so, so valuable, right? So yeah, I would definitely say like check out anything that they may have, right? And then also another like, if this is point three, this would be like 3.1, 3.2, whatever. And that would be on the same topic of books, is finding as much books as possible when it comes that are related to the specific issues or questions that you may have. Trust me, there are so many books out there that cover so many topics in relation to the niche that you're in. Like, I can guarantee you there's so many things out there, and books are one of the best ways to learn quickly and to grow quickly in whatever it is that you're doing, right? So yeah, like, that's kind of my spiel on mentorship. I really hope that helped you out. I really hope to encourage you. Yeah, and feel free to DM me on Instagram if you have any questions for me when it comes to graphic design and creating your side hustle and creating your creative business. Is something I've done for the last 7 years while still having a 9-to-5 job, which I still do have, by the way. I still have a 9-to-5 right now, but I also still have my creative side hustle, my creative business that I've been doing for the last 7 years, graphic design and photography. So yeah, if you have any questions, DM me. I'm an open book. I am glad to answer any questions that anybody may have. And yeah, I really hope you guys were encouraged and inspired by today's episode. Of course, I will see you again next week for another episode of the Creatively Paid Podcast. I have a lot of things planned for the podcast, a lot of guests that I have planned to come on that I'm super excited to have on. So yeah, I really can't wait to get those episodes published and for you guys to consume that content. You know what I mean? So thank you guys once again for listening in. If you are enjoying this podcast, feel free to leave a review. Feel free to leave 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Go ahead and, yeah, let us know how we're doing. Let us know how you are enjoying this podcast. Yeah, so with that, thank you guys so much, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Creatively Paid Podcast at www.creativelypaid.com. We'll be right back.